Hey guys, this is the Harbolt Company here with another audio description of an item that we currently have in stock for sale. As always, you can see all of our items on our website at harboltcompany.com, and our email address is sales@harboltcompany.com, and our phone number is 405-471-1200. So the item that we have in stock today is really cool. This is a talking blood pressure machine. This is the arm cuff variety. So this is going to go on your upper arm, not on your wrist. Now, this is a little different than the one we had before. I like this in a couple of ways a little bit more than the one we had before, but the other one also had some of its positives as well. But anyway, so this one is going to do one user, 99 numbers it will store. Now, it does work with up to four users, but the accessible part of it is going to work with the one user. So if you gave this away as a gift to somebody that has sight, then yes, they're going to be able to switch from user to user and so forth. But if you're using it for yourself, then this is going to record readings for one user. It doesn't mean that two users in the house can't use it, because you can easily just go over and take a reading when you want. It just means that you're not going to be able to store, okay, these are the readings for user one, and then over here are the readings for, you know, user two, as far as the accessibility part goes. So just know that going into it. Of course, this does have the Velcro arm cuff. It is adjustable. It does adjust very big and also very small. So it is good for all types of arms. It will adjust to fit pretty much any type of arm out there. Maybe even Arnold Schwarzenegger's arm, who knows? But yeah, I'm sure it probably does. Anyway, on the front, you have three buttons that are down toward the bottom of the unit, and then the unit slopes up as it goes toward the top. It does have a decent size display, so if a user does have some vision, maybe they can see large print things, and they should be able to see this without a problem. Now, the arm cuff plugs into the left side of the unit. On the right side, there is nothing. On the back of the unit, there is a hole there that looks like it's a place for an AC adapter, but you would have to get the AC adapter that fits in that, and we don't sell those. I'm not sure exactly which one would fit in there. And so you could probably take this into like one of those Batteries Plus or whatever, and they could help you find an adapter. I just use the batteries. It takes four AA batteries. They last for a long time because you're not taking, you know, 20, 30 different readings a day. I would encourage you not to. It's not good on your arm to do it many, many times. But the batteries do last a long time. The machine does automatically turn itself off after a couple of minutes, and it does come with the four AA batteries, and then of course you'd have to replace them after those go bad, but it does include the initial four AA batteries. All right, so that is what you get in the package. You get the unit, the arm cuff, and the batteries. Unfortunately, no carry case or storage case, but I leave mine out all the time anyway, so not a big deal for me at least. The buttons on the front, starting on the left side, you're gonna have memory. This is going to recall all your readings up to 99, and so if you press it once, it's going to read your last reading. If you keep pressing it, it's going to cycle through all your readings. Now, the button to the right of that is the average button. Now, this button is one I actually kind of like this feature on this unit, and this is kind of why. Because this average button will actually take several of your last readings and average it out and give you the average, which is a nice feature. So you can press that average button and it will tell you the average. Now, the button to the right of that is the page up, page down button. This is where you switch users, but like I said, I would encourage you not to mess with that because it's not going to hurt anything, but it's also not going to be helpful for you. And if you accidentally put it on user two or three or four, then you might have it there and then it might mess up your readings, that kind of thing. But that page up, page down is what scrolls through the different users and so forth. And then finally, to the right of that, you have the power button, which is also the stop measuring button and also the measure button. So that big button does a lot of things. Now, this is very loud. It does get quite loud. There's a speaker on the bottom of it. There's also four rubber feet on the bottom to keep it from sliding around while it's on a table, or to also keep it from scratching. Actually, there's two rubber feet and two plastic feet, but it's basically made to keep it from scratching your surface or sliding around or whatever. And then, of course, your battery compartment is on the back. But the speaker on the bottom of this does get quite loud, so I have not found a way to turn the speaker down. So what I have done, or what I will do, I'm going to leave it open for this demonstration so you guys could hear it. If you just easily take a piece of tape, whether it be masking tape, whether it be shipping tape or packing tape or whatever, and just simply put that over that speaker, that's going to help quiet it down for you a little bit. So just a simple fix, put a piece of tape over it, and you'll be good. You'll still be able to hear it. It just, the neighbors won't be able to hear it. Let's see, what else? Okay, I think that that is about, oh, you can also switch between languages on this. It does do French, it does Spanish, and of course English, and then you can also make it go silent if you want. So if it's somebody sighted, you give this to them, they can turn that off and just put it to silent mode. All right, so what you're gonna do is first, we're going to put the arm cuff on. Now you wanna be sitting at it like a dining room table or something, have your feet flat on the floor and be kind of looking straight ahead. You also wanna get your arm up equal or even with your heart. So what I do is I've got a Kleenex box here that I will just set and I will put my arm on top of it. And that way it gets it at the perfect height to my heart, and that's going to give you the best reading. Now when you slide the arm cuff on, of course you're going to loosen it up. You're going to slide it on with the hose of the arm cuff facing toward your wrist or towards your hand, okay? Not facing up towards your face, but facing away from you towards your hand. Then you're going to want to slide the arm cuff on. You're going to want to make sure that the hose is right in the middle of the crook of your arm. So turn the arm cuff, just kind of twist it, so it's the hose coming out of the arm cuff is lined up right in the middle of the crook of your arm. Then you're going to go ahead, tighten up the arm cuff, and just pull it tight, and then wrap it around. Now, it doesn't have to be like cutting off your circulation tight. Doesn't have to be that tight at all. But it does need to be snug on your arm. They say that you should be able to put your finger between the cuff and your arm. So if you can get your finger up in there, then that's probably good. And that's but it doesn't have to be on like skin tight, because it will inflate, because this is a blood pressure thing. So it does pump air into the blood pressure cuff, and it pumps it up to the size of your arm, of course. Okay, so I've got the hose in the middle of the crook of my arm. I've got my arm laying on the Kleenex box, so it's even with my heart. Okay, now let me show you guys how to do this. So coming from where the machine is completely turned off, it's very easy. All you have to do is just take and press the big button, which is the power button. Press it one time, and it should start to inflate. Okay, so I'm just going to press it once. And it's not going to give you any tones, but there it is. It's starting to inflate. So it's that easy. Now you're also supposed to be quiet while you're taking one of these. So it is inflating.
Your blood pressure is systolic 124 millimeter of mercury, diastolic 83 millimeter of mercury. Your pulse was 105.
105? Wow. Well, I did just get off the treadmill a little bit ago, but it shouldn't be that high. That's crazy. Yeah, so it does do pulse, and it does do blood pressure. So my pulse rate, probably because I'm moving around and stuff, has gotten pretty high, but the rest of the blood pressure is actually pretty good. So that's all there is to it. If you want, you can press the button again.
Measuring over.
And then if you want to go back and recall your last measurement, you can go over and press the button all the way to the left.
Last time, systolic 124 millimeter of mercury, diastolic 83 millimeter of mercury. Your pulse was 105.
Okay. Now, if you want to do the average, you can press the button in the middle, like I mentioned, the button right to the right of the button all the way to the left, and it will tell you this.
The average of your recent measurements is systolic 124 millimeter of mercury, diastolic 83 millimeter of mercury. Your pulse was 105.
Okay, so I have it done. I just did one for the demonstration since I took out the batteries, so that's why it's not giving any other thing but an average. So I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna do one more for you guys, just so you can see what the average thing is. Like I said, it's not real good on your arm to do several of these in a row, but I will go ahead and do one more for you here. So I'm gonna wind that around. Okay, just like that. Okay, and let's see if my pulse rate's come down a little bit. All right. Okay, it's in the middle of my crook of my arm, so that's good. All right, I think we're ready. So let's go ahead. Now, I'm not going to talk now, so I'm going to press the big button once. Oh, let me press the big button one more time. There it goes.
Blood pressure is systolic 125 millimeter of mercury, diastolic 79 millimeter of mercury. Your pulse was 83.
Okay, pulse did come down a little bit. All right, so I'm going to press that big button, and that's going to save the readings.
Measuring over.
Now, if you just walk away and not press the big button, it should still save your readings as well. Now let's go ahead and see what the average is. So I'm going to press the average button.
The average of your recent measurements is systolic 124 millimeter of mercury, diastolic 81 millimeter of mercury. Your pulse was 94.
And there's the average of the last two readings. So it's that easy. Pretty cool though, guys. Very easy to use. You can see it's spot on accurate. It is almost exactly the same blood pressure as the one I took a few seconds before that. So it's not all over the place. So very cool there. And then if you want to scroll through the readings, you can press the button on the left. Oh, I must let it go off. Let's see. I'm going to press the big button. And then I'm going to press the one on the left.
Last time.
Now press it again.
100 last.
And that'll go to the next one.
100 last time.
And then you just keep pressing it, and then it'll keep scrolling through all of the different readings. So that's all there is to it. Easy peasy. All right, guys, this is the talking blood pressure machine. Very, very cool. Everybody needs a blood pressure machine. Everybody needs to keep an eye on their blood pressure. So be sure and do that. I'm going to show you one more thing, and that is how to change the language. So when the unit is in a kind of a wake-up mode, you're going to press and hold down on the button all the way to the left. So I'm going to press the big button once, and then I'm going to hold down. Whoop.
Measuring over.
Okay, I'm going to stop that. If you press the big button again while it's starting to inflate, it will stop the inflation and say measuring over. So that's a way to kind of pause it if you need to do something before it inflates on you. I'm going to press the button all the way to the left.
English.
And you just press it, hold it in till it says English. And then if I press it once,
Français.
Goes to French. Press it again.
Espanol.
There's Spanish. Press it again. Silent. And then press it one more time.
English.
And then press the big button on the right once to save it in the language you want. So if I was to go to Spanish, so let me go.
English.
I'm going to press it.
José, Español.
There's Spanish. I'm going to hit the big button to save it. Now it'll speak in Spanish. So now if I press the big button to inflate, if I press it to stop the inflation,
se terminó la medición.
Now it's in Spanish. If I press the left button,
la última vez, sistólica, 125 milímetros de mercurio, diastólica, 79 milímetros de mercurio, su pulso era 83.
Okay, so that told my last reading in Spanish. And if I want to change it back to English, I'm going to press the button once, the big button once, and I'm going to hold it on the left button. Press it once, press it again,
English,
and then press the big button to save it. And that's all there is to it, guys. So very, very easy to use, and an accurate at that. So anyway, these are brand new in the box. Like I said, you get the batteries, you get the arm cuff, you get the machine, and that is what you get in the package. So if you guys have any questions, you can email us at sales@harboldcompany.com, and our website is harboldcompany.com. And our phone number is 405-471-1200. As always, we appreciate you, and we'll catch you next time.